Hello, and welcome to Jilly Bowl, the podcast about that song you know, but know nothing about. I'm Emily.
I'm Jamie.
Each week, we will break down a topic from Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire. We take turns being the expert as we dive into these people, events, etc. Disclaimer, if you are already a history buff, this podcast isn't for you. If you are a sweet dum-dum, just like us, and want to know a little more, you're in the right place. This week's topic is Kennedy.
Drum roll.
Woof, woof, woof. Okay, there's a lot here.
He's extra.
There's just so much when it comes to Kennedy.
Yeah.
And the line in the song is Kennedy, and I'm going to assume it's referring to John F.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of Kennedys.
There's a couple, yeah.
There's a few. We're going to talk about JFK today. There's a few other lines in the song that reference him, so we're actually going to do a couple episodes. Right. This one's going to be a kind of an overview of his life, some things you might not know about him, and you got to stick around to the end because I'm going to tell you the truth about him and Marilyn.
Yes.
It's
I was
happening.
Really hoping that you would cover that.
I did, and I am, I will, and I dug.
Speak the truth.
I will speak the truth. You will leave this episode today knowing the truth about Marilyn and
yes.
JFK. You yes. will. Okay. The interesting, I don't know if it's interesting necessarily, but the where the Kennedy line in the song shows up is also where U2 is. So if you kind of think about those things being similar in time to history.
Yeah.
So remember episode one?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Yes.
I do.
I do, too.
I liked it.
It's U2, Sigmund Rhee, Paola, and Kennedy. Because if you remember, the U2 incident happened in early 1960, and Kennedy was elected late 1960. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, here we go. JFK, hold on to your butts, everybody. He was born on May 29th. 1917 in Brookline, Massachusetts. His grandfathers were named P.J. Kennedy, who was a wealthy banker and liquor trader.
Yeah.
And his maternal grandfather, John E. Fitzgerald, nicknamed Honey Fitz. Again.
Please always call me Honey Fitz.
I will always call you Honey Fitz.
Oh. Did he have fits when he ate honey?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yep. Yeah.
Just like a sugar craze.
Sugar F-I-T-Z for Fitzgerald, but
fine.
Yes.
But
fine.
Maybe it was that, double meaner.
Yeah. An innuendo.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yes. So Honey Fitz was a skilled politician who served as a congressman
yeah,
and
he was.
As the mayor of Boston.
Mayor Honey Fitz.
Mayor Honey Fitz. They're in Boston, though.
Mayor...
I can't do any more accents today.
Honey Fitz.
I can't. Joe Sr., JFK's father, had really high expectations for all of his children, and he instilled in them a very competitive nature. He had this belief that winning was top priority.
Right.
If you're not winning, you're not doing things right.
If you're not first, you're last.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, rookie.
Direct quote. Joe Sr. I'm going to just jump. Kennedy, we could have a whole podcast about JFK, so I'm going to jump to his college life.
Okay.
He did one semester at Princeton, and then he transferred to Harvard.
Harvard.
In 1936. He enjoyed English, history, sports, and girls. He was an average student due to distractions. He was really distracted by sports. He was really distracted
girls.
By girls.
Girls.
Surprise. Shortly after graduating from Harvard, he joined the Navy and was assigned to command a patrol of a torpedo boat in the South Pacific. On August 2nd, 1943, his boat, a PT-109, was rammed by a Japanese warship and the boat split in two.
Hmm.
Two sailors died, and Kennedy was badly injured on his back. He hauled another wounded sailor by his life vest and then led some survivors to a nearby island where they were rescued 6 days later.
Wow.
I think I've read that they swam about 3.5 miles.
Wow.
Which is, like, crazy. I can't imagine swimming that far.
No.
He received the Navy and Marine Corps Medal for Extremely Heroic Conduct and a Purple Heart.
I'd say.
Yeah. His older brother, Joseph Kennedy Jr., died when his plane blew up in August of 1944. Mm-hmm. His brother Joseph was, like, the golden son of the family. He was handsome. He was intelligent. He had a lot of motivation and ambition. He was really athletic. Their father, Joe Sr., basically wanted him to be president. That was, like, part of their upbringing was, like, you're going to be president someday.
Right.
Like, no joke. Like, that's what he said. And so that's what they were kind of grooming their son, Joseph, to do. So when he died in the war, it was really devastating. Mm-hmm. And then this meant that John kind of became...
You up.
Now it's your turn. Mm-hmm. Like, now this is your job.
Hope you were paying attention.
Right. Which, as you might have guessed, based on, like, how he behaved in college, he didn't really think that he was going to have to be that person.
Right.
So this was obviously a big shift for him. And it was very difficult for him to lose his brother.
Mm.
Kennedy gets elected to House of Representatives for Massachusetts. He wins the election really easily due to his father's influence and their massive wealth.
Yeah, money, money.
Lots of money. In 1952, he ran for Senate in an election year when Republicans gained both the House and the Senate.
Hmm.
So it was not a popular year for Democrats, but that just kind of goes to show how... Kennedy was already such a star in the political arena.
Right.
According to one of his aides, the decisive factor in his win was his personality. Like, he was just so likable.
Yeah.
He met Jacqueline Bouvier mm-hmm. at a dinner party, and according to him, he leaned across the asparagus and asked her for a date, and then they were married on September 12th, 1953. So they met, and they got married.
Aww.
He wrote a book called Profiles in Courage, which won the 1957 Pulitzer Prize for a biography. Mm-hmm. He's the only president to win a Pulitzer. Did you know that?
I did not necessarily know about the prize, but I knew that he had written a book.
Mm-hmm.
But
I actually believe he wrote a few books, but this was like the one
biography.
That, yes, this was the one that he was most recognized for.
Or autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. Thank you. In 1960, the presidential election, he faced then Vice President Richard Nixon.
Right.
Nixon was the Republican candidate.
Mm-hmm.
There were televised debates, which showed Kennedy to be this very calm, self-assured, healthy, young, skilled person, and not so much Nixon. Like, if you looked at TV and you're like, well, that person's really handsome and very well spoken and
mm-hmm.
charismatic, and Nixon was like, not any of those things. So
points for Kennedy
in that arena. At the age of 43, he was the second youngest American president in history. Do you know who the youngest president is? Theodore Roosevelt. He was 42.
That makes sense.
I wouldn't have guessed.
He was, and I don't think I would have guessed him either. But I think of him older because he was just around for so long.
You just think of him older. Yeah. Kennedy was also the first Catholic president, which I knew. I knew that.
Reppin',
I guess. A Catholic? Yeah, sure. Kennedy did some great things in his presidency. He really did.
Yeah.
He created the Peace Corps by an executive order in 1961. He also created the Alliance for Progress that helped foster economic ties with Latin America, and also helped aid poverty and stop the spread of communism in that region.
Yeah, that was happening. Yeah.
At this point in his presidency is also when the Bay of Pigs invasion takes place, but that's another episode.
Bay of Pigs invasion.
Mm-hmm. That's its own line.
Sure is.
So we'll come back to that later. 1962.
Okay.
We see the Cuban Missile Crisis. So here's what this is. I'm going to sum up the Cuban Missile
Crisis.
Thank you.
So, I would need a refresher.
Yes. In case you forgot your high school history class, everyone.
Cuba.
Yes.
Missiles. Crisis.
All of those three things are all involved. Everyone take a drink so you can get ready for some history.
There we go.
Okay.
Ready.
Mm-hmm. The United States discovered that the Soviet Union had sent ballistic nuclear missiles to Cuba.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Kennedy blockaded the island and basically said, I am defending the United States at any cost. I don't know why you have these ballistic missiles in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Soviet Union, what are you doing? The Soviet Union agreed to remove the missiles in return for Kennedy's promise not to invade Cuba and to remove American missiles from Turkey because, friends, it helps that we did the U-2 incident earlier.
Because
remember, not even two whole years earlier, we were all snooping around there out of Turkey.
So we said.
We're just monitoring the weather up here in Turkey.
Right.
JK, we're spying on you and...
Tote spying.
Super spying on all your missiles. 8 months later, in June of 1963, Kennedy successfully negotiated the Limited Nuclear Test Ban Treaty with Great Britain and the Soviet Union, helping to ease Cold War tensions. It is considered probably his biggest accomplishment presidency. Because think about everything that happened with Eisenhower and Khrushchev with the U-2 incident and how that just made the Cold War even more tense. And this was step in a good direction between all of these countries.
A step down from the
states.
Chaos of what it felt like, I'm sure.
Right. Because then, I'm sure Kennedy and the United States felt like, Soviet Union has missiles pointed at us right now.
Right.
Like, what's happening? Something that I don't love about Kennedy, and I'm going to say some things that I don't like about him because there's a few.
Yeah.
He was slow to join his support of the civil rights movement. He kind of dragged his feet about it. Like, he wasn't really sure what to do.
As a president?
Yeah.
Because,
things were happening, and he didn't immediately get on board and say, like, no, this is really important, and we need to all support civil rights, and we need to support black people in our country. That was not his initial reaction.
Yeah, and that's kind of surprising to me, coming from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's as progressive, maybe, in this time period as you might think.
No, maybe not.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Like, Massachusetts, New England, obviously, was, like, a hotbed for presidents and whatever. But I don't know. There are many presidents, like, even back with John Adams.
Yeah.
He didn't own any slaves. And he paid the people who worked for him. So, like... And he was from Massachusetts.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Not that, they, like, knew each other, obviously.
They're both from Massachusetts, just, like, 100-plus years apart. But yes.
But, I mean, a little more surprising, maybe, than him being from Texas.
Right.
I don't know. Sorry, people in Texas.
Oh, God, Jamie, you just alienated all of our listeners.
Oh, my God.
I was born in Texas.
You were. But you're great.
You're only making Texas more angry right now. Okay.
I want to go to Texas.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Bring me to Houston. San Antonio.
Oh, my God.
Waco.
You're making it worse. We've been to El Paso together.
I didn't like it.
Okay. Oh, boy. El Paso, you're something.
Correct.
There's a really interesting Senate race in El Paso.
Yeah.
No. There's a candidate from El Paso. I can't. Oh, my God.
From who lives?
Yeah, he's from El Paso. I can't. We're not even going to talk about that right now.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Ooh,
Kennedy. Okay.
Man. So, Kennedy was slow to join the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
However, one of the last acts of his presidency, and also therefore his life, was passing the landmark act, the Civil Rights Act, in 1964.
Right.
At some point, he sent his brother to some of the riots that were happening, and basically his brother Bobby was like, look, this is what's happening. Like, we can't let this happen.
Yeah,
we,
you need to do something.
Right, like, this is important.
It's down to you.
Yes. We're kind of nearing the end of his presidency. His assassination is also another episode. That line is called JFK Blown Away.
Yes.
We'll do that. We'll talk about that eventually.
Oof.
Not right now.
No.
Mm-mm, there's too much
can't
there.
Can't do it.
So I want to talk about something else that I don't love about him.
Okay, tell me.
JFK had many affairs.
Mm.
He had many affairs.
He liked the ladies.
He liked ladies, and he wasn't super faithful to Jackie.
No.
Of his alleged affairs, there's almost too many to list. Most were White House secretaries.
Yeah.
And or some actresses, but no one that I recognized, no one that I was like, oh my gosh, this is just, I don't know. A woman named Mimi Alford wrote a book called Once Upon a Secret, My Affair with President John F. Kennedy, which tells of her relationship with JFK. When she was 19 years old, she was an intern, and I just, like, don't want to go through all the details, but, like, it's gross, and JFK was, like, maybe terrible.
I looked into reading that book, and then was like, no, I cannot own this on Audible. I cannot, no.
It's not great.
I don't want to do this.
I read several of her interviews,
mm-hmm.
and it's, if you want to know more about it, go pick up her book, or just look up some of the interviews with Mimi Alford, but, like.
And also, like, her speaking out her truth is great, and, like, sharing about it is amazing.
Yeah.
And That all is more power to her, but I didn't need to
read it. It's a bummer.
Relive it, yeah.
Which makes me think a lot about, like, you hear, there's obviously the Me Too movement is huge right now,
yes.
right? This is happening and it's real. The things that are happening to women and the things that women are speaking out about are not new.
No.
It's just new that we're talking about it, and it makes me think of, like, if Kennedy and if Mimi Alford was happening now, what our perception of Kennedy would be like, because Kennedy is so perceived as being this, like, incredible president,
incredible.
And he did a lot of
he
great things.
He had a purple heart. He
right.
was.
He was a war hero. He did several wonderful things in his presidency, but he also was not a perfect person, and I just feel like that needs to be said.
Fair. No, I agree.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and he, I think, probably got away with so many things because of the time period that he was living in. It wasn't like you said, like, people were not speaking about things openly.
Right.
Or as openly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still tabloids and
right.
rumors.
Because I think, yes, there were a lot of rumors about him.
Considered only rumors and whatever, but.
Yes. Which leads me into, let's
tell me.
Talk.
Let's discuss it.
Let's talk about it. Everyone, it's time to talk about Marilyn Monroe.
It's my time. Baby girl.
Okay. I'm going to just get right to it, guys.
Yeah, tell me. Tell me what you read.
It's more likely than not that JFK did, in fact, not have an affair with Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have an affair.
I have never read anything saying, like, concretely.
Yes.
Especially from, because as you know, if you have listened to our previous episode on Marilyn Monroe, I did a lot of research, but then also read a lot of bogus research.
Yes.
Just in the entirety of the Marilyn Monroe information that I was reading. But particularly when it came to JFK,
mm-hmm.
like, it seemed like a lot of things were not true. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like a lot of hearsay and a lot of I heard.
Yes.
And it was just like I had come to that conclusion a while back, mm-hmm. but then also rereading and going through all of the notes that I had, it was like, that's for another episode.
Yes, it's this so much. This one, here it is. And I'm not going to go through every single piece of tabloid.
Tell me what you read.
But basically, everything you just said is correct. So much of what is reported or what you might even think about now of JFK and Marilyn is very much fabricated. It was tabloids. It was people trying to sell magazines or news articles. Mm-hmm. And based primarily on, they were just the two most famous people at the time. Mm-hmm. It was just that people honestly almost like liked the idea of how scandalous that would be. And so people were trying to make it seem real. Okay, so I do want to talk about though, March 24th, 1962. Marilyn Monroe and JFK were in the same place at the same time, I believe at the home of Bing Crosby in Palm Springs. Marilyn's masseuse and very close friend, Ralph Roberts. I don't know if he ever came up in anything you read.
Not off the top of my head.
So Ralph Roberts told biographer Donald Soto, who is writing a biography on Marilyn, that Marilyn had called him from Crosby's home to ask him specific questions about muscles of the back. And he said he heard a distinctive Boston accent in the background before being placed on the phone with Kennedy. Okay, so Marilyn calls her masseuse, asking about back problems. He's hearing a Boston accent in the background, and then eventually Marilyn puts Kennedy on the phone. He also goes on to say, Marilyn told me that this night in March was the only time of her, quote, affair with JFK. A lot of people thought there was more to it after that weekend, but Marilyn gave me the impression that it was not a major event for either of them. It happened once that weekend, and that was that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so this is her masseuse's telling to a biographer, but he is considered kind of a reliable source. Because there's other people who have said, like, oh, I saw them at this party together, or they were at this gala in Paris together, and it's like, no.
Yeah, his active job is to write the truth.
Right.
Like, that you could assume, right. You would want to assume that a biographer would.
So this biographer and then Ralph being a close personal friend of hers and everything, it didn't seem like he had a lot to profit necessarily off of telling this.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear about every other crazy theory and how it is debunked, I would encourage you, and we'll link this. There's this kind of incredible article on BuzzFeed called The Scandalous True Story of Marilyn Monroe and JFK.
Yeah.
And it breaks down every single, like, theory. But, like, well, what about the sexy happy birthday? And, like, that, what did that mean? And it was like, nope, that was just all rehearsed and planned. Like, none of that was...
Rehearsed, planned, and she was a literal sex icon.
Right.
And who is more deserving than this Purple Heart Award-winning, beating slavery, just... crushing it to the American public, just
right.
He deserves the American Beauty, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, just singing "Sexy Happy Birthday."
Yeah,
sure. There's also, you might have seen online, if you've ever Googled Marilyn Monroe JFK, there's these pictures of them kind of like cuddling from this, not like bird's eye view almost, but this like angle. Those are, like, totally, completely staged. Like, that's not her. That's not him. Any photo you see of them together is, like, probably not true. There is a picture of them where they're, like, kind of standing next to each other but not looking directly at each other, and that photo's seen a lot. But if you look at the zoomed-out picture of that, there's, like, 30 people standing around them. Like, it looks like they're having this intimate moment, but they're really not.
Right.
And so that's a photo that's often referenced as like, oh, what's happening here? And it's like, nothing, not a damn thing is happening.
Before Photoshop really was a thing, they had to work with what they could do. And that was, it was trying to get scandal.
Right. It was just trying to make something out of nothing. And it was just a bunch of baloney.
It worked.
We're talking about it now. So there you go. But yeah, probably nothing happened. It's possible that they maybe had a tryst once.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't
put
it past her.
It's not impossible based on his behavior and based on her behavior as well. Not throwing either of them shade. Actually, maybe JFK shade. It sounds like you were maybe super gross.
Yeah.
to some young women.
And maybe this was when he was later and maybe a little more, I don't know.
I don't know. We can't justify anyone's actions. You know what? We don't have to explain
anyone. We're not here to judge.
We're not here to be judge nor jury. Do what you will with that information, listener.
We're here to provide. You're welcome.
These are the facts. Okay.
Love you.
Let's hear some fun facts.
Yes.
Did I hear you say, let's hear some fun facts?
Let's hear some fun facts.
Let's hear those fun facts.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
So JFK was actually kind of obsessed with his weight.
I believe that.
And he carried a bathroom scale. He traveled with one.
Jesus. Okay.
So he had to know.
Had to know.
He was kind of vain, but that maybe is part of the job.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even. I'm not even going to address
Shut up. Drop it. Okay. Drop it.
He was a huge James Bond fanatic.
Cool.
Like, obsessed with James Bond. He actually wrote his own, like, spy thriller.
Oh, I did not know that.
Based on, it was, like, not based on, but, like, inspired by, if there was a coup d'etat that was masterminded by Vice President Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? It's hilarious.
I want to read it.
I don't know if it's in anywhere published or if you can even get any of it, but if we can, we will read it.
Yeah.
JFK was the first president to dance with black women at the inaugural ball.
Oh.
He was also the last president to wear a top hat at the inauguration.
Oh.
So there's, you know, one era is ushered out, another is ushered in. He also is the first president to have a poet laureate at the inauguration.
I don't know what that is.
It's basically where you have, it's at the inauguration where you have a poet read a poem.
Oh, okay.
And you're kind of recognized.
I've seen that.
Yes,
happen.
It was Robert Frost.
Cool.
Yes. Not every president has had one necessarily, but I'll let you judge what that means. Kennedy tried desperately to learn French. The first lady was fluent. You guys, we haven't even talked about Jackie O. I don't know if we're going to. That might be a whole other episode.
Why isn't she in the song?
Why isn't she in the song?
We can write her
Damn.
In.
Damn, we're going to... I mean, we're going to do another episode on Jackie O, but she was fluent in French. Kennedy tried to learn...
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Can I tell you one thing?
Yeah.
So, remember in your Hula Hoops episode?
Yeah.
Where Hula Hoops is just like, why would you write about it? Instead of Hula Hoops, Jackie O...
He could have said that. Except for she wasn't Jackie O at the time.
That's true.
Like, if we're going in chronological order of the things of the song, she wasn't Jackie O until she married Onassis.
This is true.
How do we make her name three syllables?
Jackie K.
Jackie K? Was she ever known by that? I don't know.
No.
I want it to work so bad. I'm sorry.
Never mind.
One of JFK's legs was shorter than the other, which contributed to his chronic back problems. He had a lot of back problems. He got a lot of drugs for his back problems. He was on drugs a lot, guys.
Oh.
He had a doctor who put a lot of drugs in his
body.
What
kind of drugs? Just like painkillers, I would assume?
Yeah, but like super heavy-duty stuff. He had like a doctor that was called like Dr. Feelgood because he would give him all the good drugs. And it was not great, though, probably for him because it was...
Making big decisions.
Right. He probably didn't need to be on... He probably shouldn't have been on the amount of medication he was on while being in that position.
Right. Should have hula hooped.
Damn. If only he'd had a hula hoop. This was also in the height of hula hooping, 58
right.
to 60.
He should have known.
Damn it. He bought 1,200 Cuban cigars...
Yeah.
The day before he ordered the ban on Cuban imports. Sneaky.
He had an inside tip.
He knew what was going to happen. Sneaky snake. He received last rites 4 times in his life. Get ready.
Really?
In 1947, after becoming gravely ill in England.
Okay.
I don't know what he was doing. 1951, he was stricken with a high fever in Japan.
Oof.
This is all when he's like in his military career. So.
Right.
1954, following back surgery he had back surgery. Apparently, he just got his last rites. I don't know if the surgery, I don't know much
Must
about
maybe
that surgery.
Not
if it didn't go great. Well or if he was just worried about it. And then, of course, on November 22nd, 1963 for another episode.
Yeah. But wow, that's
so maybe
so
like
many
foreshadowing
times.
Of like death is on your door, friend.
Right.
Yikes. Oof. He used the coconut husk on which he'd scratched his PT-109 rescue message while stranded in the South Pacific during World War II as a paperweight on his desk in the Oval Office.
That's like five steps like up for you. I like that.
That's pretty
like,
cool.
That's really cool and like humbling almost. Mm-hmm.
Of like you were stranded on an island at one point in your life. And now you're the president, so.
I still think you made some choices, but I liked hearing that.
He made some choices. Kennedy was the only U.S. president whose grandmother lived longer than he did.
Hmm.
I mean,
that's what's supposed to happen, I suppose, but that's hard for her.
Sad. We're going to end on a high note for Kennedy because I just don't want to end on a bummer.
Yeah.
Kennedy did donate his annual salary as president of $100,000 a year to charity.
That's good. He didn't need it.
His family was so wealthy.
Yeah.
Stupid rich.
So stupid. Do you know what charity?
I don't.
I'm just curious. I should find out what charity.
Yes.
That's good. Good on him.
Mm-hmm. So that's a super quick overview of Kennedy's life and presidency and some things maybe you did or did not know about him.
Yeah.
But now you know about Marilyn.
Yeah. Officially.
Official. The answer.
Jilly Bull has probably cracked the code.
We cracked it, gumshoes. You know, but he might have started the fire, though. Like, if we're going to talk about people that we've mentioned and who maybe started fires, he's not innocent here. He could have started it.
He started some aspects of it.
He threw a match, maybe.
Threw a match to light that Cuban
kindling
cigar.
Yeah, all those cigars. Oof. I wonder if he smoked them all before he died. Sorry. Oh my god, is that inappropriate?
No. That's so many, though.
Oh, all right. Kennedy maybe not started the fire.
He stoked it.
That's a funny word. Stoked. Oh my god, we have to go to bed. It's so late.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Wir sind hier zum Feiern.